All right, guys, it's time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building with his cute self. Look at him. This one, Steve, CLO, is from Santana in Detroit. Santana writes, I've been dating a woman that's separated from her husband. She recently moved in my apartment complex, and we both have six-year-old sons, so that's how we met. Her son told his dad that mommy had a boyfriend, and all hell broke loose. He came to my apartment one day and threatened me, saying he is getting his family back and I'm in the way. I told him I'd respect his wishes because I don't need the drama. My girlfriend says it's a lie and he's crazy and she still wants to be with me. What do I do?
Save your life, dog.
Right?
Save your life. You just said it ain't worth the drama. You mm-hmm. gonna respect his wishes. So now let it play out. Let some time go between it. If she want to be with you, let's just see how this work out. But this fool right here, you got to be careful. He done already came to your apartment. It ain't like he don't know where you live. Yeah. And that little damn boy, he going to tell it again. Mama boyfriend back. As soon as she say the boyfriend back, guess who coming back?
Daddy.
Yeah.
They're not divorced. They're just separated. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving
Let
on.
Let it go.
Keitza in Houston says, my 51-year-old stepfather and I don't get along, and it's putting a strain on my relationship with my mother. I hang out in a popular downtown area, and so does he. He seems to like girls around my age, and it's disgusting. He flirts and sends drinks to ladies, and one of my former classmates says he even DM'd her on Instagram. My mother knows I don't like him, but she doesn't know why. She keeps lecturing me about being rude and said I need to work on my attitude. Should I tell her why I'm rude?
That's a tough one because it's your mother.
So she can see
your damn sister. Father-in-law, damn.
Stepdad, yeah.
I mean, stepdad, damn. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I would just say, Mom, I've seen him out before. Where I go, do you know he goes out? I don't know. Now I see it's hard.
I can't believe you said that, CLO.
I don't. You know. I mean, but this is her mother. Got a strain on relationship.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. You're not finna play my mama. That's what
that's
you're not
right.
finna
that's
do.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, when you know some boyfriend girls and one of my dudes or something, I might stay out of it. But once I see you playing my mama. You're not playing my mama, dog. That's not going to happen. Not me, not as a man. You can't do nothing to my mama. So I'm assuming a lot of women feel that way about their mama,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so. What?
So the playing my mama thing, I don't. That's off limits. My mother, in any disrespect towards her, is off limits. Mm-hmm. So.
So what does she do, though? So does she tell
well,
her
Well, if
mama,
she was she... me, I'd whoop his ass. But that ain't what's going to happen. But she ain't me. So
okay.
I think she may have to pull her mother's coat and just say, Mom, do you know that Dad goes out to the same places I go to? And that's the problem I have.
Right. And I've mm-hmm. seen him out there doing
I've
the most.
Out there.
And, you need and to I think he be
husband.
Doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't care from him, because I don't want you to get hurt.
That's,
and then maybe she
cool.
need to know that. Because you're not finna clown my mama.
No.
Not in front of me. Uh-huh. I'm not going to keep watching.
Oh, you sure ain't finna do that, partner.
Yeah.
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 All right.
That's good. That's good, Steve.
Yeah, that it is. Devel in North Carolina says, I'm a 40-year-old single woman with three children from a previous relationship, and I recently met a man that was about to go to prison, and he will be out in 16 months. We're getting to know each other while he's inside. He was charged with being an accessory to a crime, and he's never been in legal trouble before. He's 44 and will have to start all over again when he gets out, so that's my only concern. There aren't many good men left, so I'm trying to do something different. Am I foolish to fall for a man in jail?
Well, you say you want to do something different. This really different. So now,
hello.
You have hooked up with a man that, did she say he was on his way to prison?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So now he got to go for 16 months, and you all are spending this time to get to know each other. How? What is you? How is you getting annoyed?
Ross, you know how they do that.
Well.
What? No, I'm listening.
Jackson, Junior. You got a visitor.
Now, lady, I think you need to hold tight before you put a lot of stock in this, because you're not going to really know this guy until you spend time with him.
Right.
You have to spend time with him. He can't be doing time. You have to spend time. They're different. We talking about time, but it was two different ways. Yeah. You need to spend time with him, but he got to do some time first. Mm-hmm. And until you spend time with him, you're not going to know. You're not getting to know nobody that's locked up. What he write is what he want, what you want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, he's enjoying this. And you know, I'm not saying you are I'm not saying you disown the guy or disassociate yourself with him. I'm not saying that, because there's some good brothers that's locked away. But you need to wait. You need to wait until you find out who he is, because you don't know nothing about this man.
That's true.
And accessory to what crime?
What about this? A woman has kids, right, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
And how soon should she introduce her kids to a man that she is dating and has been dating for a while?
If you've been dating him for a while, that must mean there's some serious interest there. So as soon as you think a guy is a serious contender, I think that's when you have to introduce the kids. But I think you have to do it in a public place.
Okay.
I don't think you bring them to the home. I think you meet at a park or McDonald's with a little play area in it so the kid can go off and play and just see how he reacts to the child and how the child reacts to him. But don't do it in your home. That way, if you don't get the reaction you need or you want, then it wasn't no where my daddy at. You know, you was just some dude at the park you talk to, you know. Kids equate things in their house as belonging to them.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Coming up next, Junior is in for the nephew with Run That Prank Back. We'll do it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.